You're listening to My Thyroid Health, your go-to source for all things thyroid health and wellness. My Thyroid Health is presented by Paloma Health, the first online medical practice that exclusively treats hypothyroidism.
Hi, everyone. This is Mary Shulman. I'm an author, health coach, and thyroid patient advocate. I'll be your host for this episode. Today, we'll be talking about a really hot topic, semaglutide and weight loss. Semaglutide is also known by brand names Ozempic and Wegovy, and it's taking the weight loss world by storm. But will a once-weekly semaglutide injection help you reach your weight loss goals when you're hypothyroid? Let's take a look. When you're hypothyroid, it's very possible that when you look down at the scale, you see a dreaded number. With conditions such as hypothyroidism or Hashimoto's, sometimes it seems like that number never goes down, no matter how much you exercise or no matter what changes you make in your eating habits. Losing weight can be challenging for many of us living with hypothyroidism when we have low thyroid hormone levels. Researchers have shown that even a slight change in your thyroid hormone levels can lead to weight loss or even make it hard for you to lose weight. Let's dive deeper into why this is and learn about a new prescription medication for weight management. But first, let's talk about how hypothyroidism causes weight gain. Weight gain is a common symptom of hypothyroidism, and generally it occurs when you take in more energy or calories than your body needs. Your body turns this excess energy into fat and stores it. But this process is way more complex than that, especially when you get the thyroid involved. Your thyroid gland releases thyroid hormone in response to thyroid stimulating hormone, also known as TSH. So your thyroid hormone is regulating growth and development, metabolism, the breakdown, storage, and utilization of fat, sugar, also known as carbohydrates, and protein. It also regulates muscle control. When you're hypothyroid and your thyroid is underactive, it can't make enough thyroid hormone to meet your body's demands. How an underactive thyroid causes weight gain or prevents you from losing weight, however, is not really fully understood. There are some theories, however. First, when you're hypothyroid, your metabolism slows down. Second, when you're tired or lacking in energy due to your thyroid, you'll have a lower activity level. Third, changes in how fat and blood sugar are metabolized by your body make it easier to gain and harder to lose. And finally, retention of salt and water in your tissues can also lead to weight gain. Studies have shown that after starting thyroid replacement medication, weight loss can occur. However, the amount of body fat typically stays the same. Researchers have concluded that the weight loss was due to excess water and that thyroid hormones can actually increase your appetite and caloric intake. As you may be able to tell, losing weight with hypothyroidism is complex. Some people have success with the autoimmune protocol diet, also known as the AIP diet. By the way, the free Paloma smartphone app has a step-by-step guide to help you follow the AIP diet. As far as losing weight with hypothyroidism, you may also find that exercise helps. But for some thyroid patients, changes in diet and physical activity have not been successful. They still are not able to lose weight. In that situation, prescription medicines such as semaglutide have shown promising results. So let's take a look at what is semaglutide. Semaglutide is an FDA-approved medication for chronic weight management. In case you're confused, the brand name of semaglutide for type 2 diabetes is called Ozempic or Rybelsus. For weight loss, it's branded as Wegovy. Semaglutide is the generic term, and it belongs to a class of medications called glucose-like peptide 1 or GLP-1 receptor agonists. GLP-1 agonists help regulate your appetite and how many calories you eat. So, semaglutide causes weight loss by reducing your appetite and food intake, potentially leading to a lower body mass index. As I mentioned, GLP agonists treat patients with type 2 diabetes, but you don't have to have diabetes to take semaglutide for weight loss with conditions such as hypothyroidism. Studies are actually showing that GLP-1 agonists can help reduce body weight in overweight or obese patients regardless if they have diabetes or not. Semaglutide is the second GLP-1 agonist approved for weight management. Semaglutide is given as a weekly subcutaneous or under-the-skin injection. When starting this medication, it's typically advised to slowly increase the dose until you reach 2.4 milligrams weekly with the intention of helping to reduce side effects. So, how effective is semaglutide in weight loss? Most studies have looked at semaglutide as an adjunct to lifestyle modifications to rate its effectiveness in weight loss management and treatment. A 2021 study included over 1,300 participants, each given a weekly subcutaneous injection of 2.4 milligrams of semaglutide in addition to lifestyle modifications. Results showed that half had an average weight loss of 15% or more from their starting weight. At the end of 68 weeks, participants had an average 35-pound weight loss from their initial body weight. Even more impressive, about 86% of participants had a weight reduction of 5% or more from their baseline body weight by the end of the study. A 2020 study compared weekly semaglutide to daily subcutaneous injections of liraglutide, also known as Victoza or Saxenda. That study showed a more significant overall weight loss in those that received semaglutide. While the doses were different, these results were echoed in another recent study. The authors of the 2020 study noted that liraglutide is a daily subcutaneous injection, whereas semaglutide is weekly, which may have impacted adherence to liraglutide. There's an oral form of semaglutide, which has been studied for weight loss in adults with obesity, and it's showing promising results. This formulation, though, is not currently yet approved by the FDA as a treatment option for weight management. Key question, is semaglutide safe? Severe nausea and vomiting were the most common side effects reported in clinical studies. One study reported these side effects in over half the participants. However, most cases were mild. Gradually increasing the dose helps to reduce these side effects. Other potential side effects can include diarrhea, constipation, abdominal stomach pain, headache, fatigue, dyspepsia, indigestion, dizziness, abdominal distension, belching, hypoglycemia or low blood sugar in patients with type 2 diabetes, flatulence, gastroenteritis, an intestinal infection, and gastroesophageal reflux disease, also known as GERD. Although rare, acute pancreatitis and gallstones can also occur. Research also suggests that there may be a link between semaglutide and thyroid cancer based on animal studies. That's why semaglutide is not recommended in those with a history of medullary thyroid cancer. No study has looked specifically at using semaglutide for weight loss in people with hypothyroidism, but semaglutide repeatedly has shown its effectiveness in causing weight loss in patients with or without diabetes by reducing appetite and caloric intake. When it comes to health, especially weight loss with hypothyroidism, it's always recommended that you address the foundations first. Medications such as semaglutide can be used, but really should be a last resort after diet and lifestyle changes and thyroid treatment have failed to produce effective weight loss results. With conditions such as hypothyroidism, reducing inflammation and implementing a whole foods-based diet can also help patients achieve weight loss. If you haven't yet tried these approaches, consider meeting with one of Paloma's thyroid expert nutritionists to explore any food sensitivities or digestive issues that would be worth addressing through your diet first. That's it for today's episode. Here's a quick FYI. All of our Paloma blogs, events, resources, and more can be found on our website at www.palomahealth.com under the Learn section. If you're new to Paloma Health, get $30 off our at-home thyroid test kit or become a Paloma member with the discount code PODCAST. The links, terms, and conditions can be found in the show notes. Thanks for listening. This is Mary Showman, hoping that today and every day you feel well and live well.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you've ever wondered about your thyroid health, Paloma has a convenient solution for you with our at-home thyroid test kit. It's easy to use and can be done from the comfort of your own home. Use the discount code PODCAST in all caps at checkout to receive a $30 discount on your purchase. And make sure to come back and listen for more interviews, events, and catch up with the latest insights from our blog. We truly appreciate you being part of the community and are committed to bringing you valuable content to help you live your healthiest life. Thanks for listening, and until next time.